Taylor on, Mishpatim, page one, I and Hay. Okay, last 2 days we didn't learn. But the Alter Rebbe is explaining there's neshamas called Zera Adam and the neshamas are called Zera Behema. The difference between Adam and Behema, Adam yesh bei das, a person, Adam has das, and Behema doesn't have das. What does das mean? Not only understanding alokus, but actually feeling alokus. Okay? And then he says, so most of the neshamas of our generation are what's called Zera Behema. Okay, even though they have amunah, but that's amunah above seichel. It's doesn't something that permeates in the level of das, of the feel, actually to feel alokus. Okay, so what are we up to here?
148.
I and hey. No, we're next page. Okay. Okay. Third line from the top. But when this understanding of a lukus is not felt in the nefesh, then it's called zera behema. Even though a person has a tremendous understanding of godliness, everybody believes, and amun is lemaile min hadas, but nevertheless it's called atar, it's called the crown. On top of the head, it doesn't permeate the person that they actually feel it. And you also need to have the level of das, feeling of locus. It's not enough to understand a locus, you need to feel a locus. Like it says, das elokei avicha. You should know the God of your father, kaidei hadas. Through the level of das, ayidei ze'ein or ilamastu lehem klau. Because when you feel godliness, the world doesn't get in your way. The world doesn't, because then all you see is godliness. Like we said, godliness exists, and the world is questionable. You have to think about it to know if it exists. And therefore, even the love that comes from the das, and he says, it's similar to the level of Shmia, listening, versus seeing. Seeing is believing, so to speak. One second, let's skip this parenthesis. Get this parenthesis end. Okay, let's learn it. Okay, I know it ends. It says in the Mishnah Pirkei, it's histaku b'shleisha dvarim. Histaku doesn't, by the way, there's ri'iyah, seeing, and then there's even a deeper level of ri'iyah. That's called histaklus. Histaklus means like to stare. You could see something and then you stare at it, you look at it much more intensely. Histaku b'shleisha dvarim, meaning, if you have this level of ultimate ri'iyah, which is seeing, believing, so then you'll never come to sin. Because if you feel alukos, so then it's just impossible to sin. Even though what you're looking at is distant. In other words, if you really understand well what's going to happen to you, so even though it didn't happen yet, you still have this fear of it. Because it's like you felt it now already. And he's very fearful. That he'll be depressed if it's sad, even though it didn't happen yet. But the fact that you see it and you really understand it, feel it, it's like it happened already because you became one with it. But the level of listening, understanding, which is his bane, is bilvad b'machshava amuka. When a depth understanding, like you hear from somebody else what's going to happen. It doesn't penetrate you. It doesn't affect you directly. the yipul olam kol kacha yiraya simcha miadavod b'pnei shein adayin adavod v'zgalus gomur, because it's not revealed yet. What do you mean revealed? In your, you don't feel it yet. You just hear what's going to happen. Afal pishem is beinim bayit. Ein akilu rei bein of mamish. And that's what it says. Yistalku b'shleish dvarim. She'enyin yistalku salukus esli ka'odam ha'mevim b'chochmasi. What the Mishnah says, yistalku b'shleish dvarim, meaning you should deeply gaze intently at what's happening, which is the level of das. Is only the level of bina, meaning like this. The Gemara says, who is a chacham? But the other in shmia, though, is the level of bina. In other words, ri'iya is chachma, shmia is bina. That's what it is. Reya senelad versus shmia, which is the level of bina. Hanu shemei ben achta savaya. Ech shekul echad. The way world is one with Hashem. Veshekol enum v'tel mevutolim. Boen kenegdo. Vasecho bashpas ein beishine. He said, all this meditation is not going to actually do anything. Okay, one second. Go all the way down to the bottom of the column, because that's where this parenthesis ends. And he says, "Av shabeima ein lo gam shmiya ba'avon." He says like this: the advantage of a person over a behema is a person has das, atochein lo adam das, and a behema ein lo das. He says a behema doesn't have understanding either; it's all instinct. We're saying a behema doesn't have das, but it has understanding. Like a neshama zed, a behema can understand the lukus; he just don't feel it. He says, even though a behema also, but who had derech moshul, she a behema yeshli gam kin kerechem medame. A behema also has kerechem medame is like imagination. Bekachas seichel v'avane balukus is only shmiel levar areze kmei dimyan ba'alma. It's only like an illusion, an imagination. V'nirke b'chinas kidmuseinu. And that's what it says. Okay, so the Perel Dalet Rebbe says like this. There are neshamas that are called Zera Adam and neshamas that are called Zera Behema. Okay? What is Meshe Rabbeinu's Aveda? Like you said before, V'nasati Eitzet B'satcha Levemtecha. Meshe Rabbeinu is the one giving the level of Das into those neshamas that are called Zera Behema. The ones of Zera Adam really don't need Meshe Rabbeinu. Really, I mean, they do, but officially they don't need Moshe Rabbeinu because they have Das. But, so he says, now, how can Moshe Rabbeinu give Das to something that doesn't? How could he give Das to Zera Behema? So he says, in the new paragraph, like a second column, Moshe Rabbeinu kei gadol. Moshe Rabbeinu is so powerful and great, Shemam Shemesh Biyachinas Das beKnesset Yisrael. Meishe Rabbeinu gives a level of feeling of Elokus into Knesset Yisrael. Avgam beNeshamas Shenikru Zera Behema. Even in those Neshamas that are called Zera Behema, Sheyeh Bahem Mechinas Das VaGosh Elokus, that they should also have this feeling of Elokus, like Meishe Rabbeinu says, V'Yadaita Hayayim Das Elokei Avicha, all the expressions of Das. So, L'cheir, how can Meshe Rabbeinu do this? So he says, Ki Meshe Rabbeinu Olav HaShalem is called Raya Mehemne. Raya Mehemne, the simply, again, the faithful shepherd. Echad HaMiyuch HaMishiva Rayim. The unique one from all the seven. Remember we learned, the Medrash says, there are seven shepherds and eight anointed ones. So from the seven shepherds, who's the unique one? Meshe Rabbeinu is the unique one. Kol HaShvich HaVivim. That Meshe Rabbeinu feeds and gives sustenance to the Neshamas Me'ech HaDas in the level of Das, Shazel Pirush Shraya Mehemna, which is the deeper meaning of not a faithful shepherd, but like we learned, a shepherd of faith. The Rebbe writes it not the Tesavah. Again, Gachu Goyal Rishim Goyal Achrein. Therefore, the Gemara says, Medrash says, that Moshe Rabbeinu was the first redeemer and the last redeemer. What does that mean? Goyal Rishim Hu Amashpil Amachinas Adas. The Goyal Rishim means the first redeemer, means Moshe Rabbeinu gives him Das. Shebetchila Sadi B'Shalei. At the beginning of, when Moshe Rabbeinu was given the task of taking the Eden out of Mitzrayim, the first thing, one of the first things Moshe Rabbeinu said to them, V'yadaitem ki ani Hashem. You should know das, v'yadaitem. You should know, but he says, ki mikadem ksiv v'yamin ha'am. First, they only had amunah. Then Moshe Rabbeinu came and said to them, now you're going to get a deeper level. V'yadaitem ki ani Hashem. You're going to have the level of das that they understood that Hashem exists. And that's the last inyan of Mashiach, which the Rambam says, what is the inyan of Mashiach, like the Pasuk says, Umolah Oret Deya Es Hashem, and it's the Pasuk, Ki Kol Kulam Yedu Eisi, they're all going to know me, Das. Moshe Rabbeinu started off as Shlichus, the first Redeemer, as a level of Yidaitem. And the Mashiach is a level of Mala Ara Deyas Hashem, all Das.
Does that come above?
What?
That comes from above?
Moshe Rabbeinu gives that internally to every single Jew. And he's going to discuss now, how is that possible? Because how can Moshe Rabbeinu give you something you don't have? If you're Zera Behema, that means by nature you don't have that level of Das. In Elukah, that's where Hashem made us. It's fine. It's nothing, no big deal. Because the Jew halachically doesn't need to feel Elukah. We need to do Torah mitzvahs. That's what we need to do. So he says like this.
Chachma
is the level of Ri'iyah. Amunah. I mean, Amunah internalized. Okay, so he says, "V'zel v'nasati eisav b'sotcha levehem techa." This is what Moshe Rabbeinu says. I'm going to give grass in the field for your enemies. What is grass? Eisav means das. Why? Because it's what is eisav? Ayin shin beis. So the ab ayin beis with a shin. So he says ayin beis. If Shim be'emsa teva, he says, Shem Ab is the level of Chachma, and Das has to be Ninim Shech from Ziv Chachma and Bina. The bottom line is, whatever, Esev in Kabbalah is Das. So what is Moshe Rabbeinu saying? For Nasati Esev, which by the way answers this remarkable question that the Gemara asks, L'cheira, how can Moshe Rabbeinu give grass when Hashem gives the grass? So it says, okay, Shechina was speaking through him. But here, the Rebbe is explaining a different level of it. Moshe Rabbeinu says, "I am giving das b'sotcha livehem techa for those neshamas that are called zera behema. I am giving the level of esav with grass, which is the level of das. Meaning, shenimshich b'sotcha, which is chakal tapuch and kadisha, the holy apple orchard." Bishvil behem techa, which is in shamish, which is called zera behema. So Moshe Rabbeinu, again, clearly, what is the role of Moshe Rabbeinu? To be mamshich, to bring down das, esev, into neshamas called zera behema. Those neshamas that don't have the das, the feeling of alokus, Moshe Rabbeinu, meaning, based on vata, tetzav, and this thing, Moshe Rabbeinu internalizes the level of amunah. We can again have a muna but sin. Because you don't feel the amunah. What does Raya Mehemna do? The shepherd of amunah, shepherd means he feeds you. Moshe Rabbeinu takes the amunah that a Jew has and he internalizes it within the Jew. Even the malachim of above, you know, all the angels up there, Dalit Machan Shechina, are called Behemis V'Chayis. How do the neshamas malachim called? Chayis HaKadosh. There's Pnei Aryeh, which is the beasts. Pnei Shard, which is an animal. They're all animals up there, right? Spiritual animals. Sha'av sheyesh tam dasa korib alokus. Yet even though Malachim, as Rambam says, has this feeling of alokus, ve'emdem bebitul gadol, it's only called behemoth, they're still called behemoths. How could you call a malach? The Rambam says that the Malachim have a tremendous feeling of alokus, they're total bitul. He said, nevertheless, they're called behemoths. Why? Because asagos amurap chinis midas malchusa yizbarich, which comes from the chayu adve sham olu asagos, because malachim only get their understanding in malchus. Yeah, I said chayis akedish and preishar, which is behema. Okay. But malachim have no understanding in feeling of the essence of Hashem, only in the level of malchus. Neshamis, when they get das from Moshe Rabbeinu, have an understanding in the essence of a feeling in the essence of Hashem.
So a neshama should be able to stop a malach.
Huh? They could.
They could.
Yeah.
Stop a malach.
It says, the Friedrich Rebbe says in the mind, when there's 10 neshamas in a room doing nothing, the Kedusha is so great that an angel busts, plotses. It can't exist from the Kedusha. By the way, let's say we learned last night in Tanya, even a Rosh HaVeralei, that the Shekhinah only hovers over him, it's still that the Rebbe says, Kobe Asar Shekhinah Tashaya. The Shekhinah still rests. It's too great for a malach.
But don't we say today
and
speak separate, but Hashem is going to send a malach to lead Klal Yisrael?
Right, because they sinned.
Huh?
They sinned.
Yeah, but I'm saying, but the
Malachim are pretty good guys. Nothing compared to Neshamas, though.
But they're leading us, though.
Not the leading us. You see where they're leading us. Look at the world today where they're leading us.
Rabbi, how does it work in terms of, when you think of an animal, you think emotion. You think Zah, not Malchus. So why is it that Zera Behema is Malchus?
Because that's that. It's where, because the Srafim V'chai Sakedish are in the world of Bria. Now Bria's sustenance from Atzilus comes to the level of Malchus of Atzilus. That's where, but that's what sustains Bria. From the 10 levels of Atzilus to Malchus, to the lowest. Not only that, then there's a parsa, like we learned, the curtain, and then it comes down into the Malachim. Prinis Malchus and Nikru Shem Kamosha Shema Adam. Shain and Negele Mahusi Vatsmusi. And Malchus, the Alter Rebbe says like this, the level of Malchus is speech. The level of Malchus is like a name. Name is not the essence. So the Malachim's understanding of Elokus in the level of Malchus, Baruch Shem Kaved Malchusei, Malchus is name, that level of Elokus is not the essence of Hashem, it's the name of Hashem, which is only a revelation of Hashem. Even though l'cheder they have an understanding of alukus, she'ein lohem dasa saga mosvas v'chein aiminim kaddish, she is baruch kaddish removed the mehem. Therefore, the malachim say Hashem is kaddish, kaddish, kaddish. He's removed from them. Because the essence of Hashem, they can't understand the malach. A malach can't understand it. L'chein gam aleim nema v'nasati esav. Therefore, even they are the behemoths that need the level of das. How? By saying Kaddish. But it's interesting. The Gemara says that Malachim need 3 times Kaddish. Kaddish, Kaddish, Kaddish. And then we say Hashem. By eating twice Kaddish. Kaddish is twice. After 2 words Kaddish, they have the level of Hashem. Whatever, I don't remember the pasuk now. Okay, l'chein gamalim niam shoch sadasi deam kiyana kaddish baruch mitzarich lo hashiv hashavel chalhem. He says, why the malachim screaming Kaddish baruch? Hashem needs it. Hashem needs the praise of the malachim. Obviously not. So what happens? He says, "Aydeis es she'emrim kodesh Nimshachem Hashpos Adas. The Malachim need it. Because when the Malachim say Kaddish, they get the level of understanding. Not that for, it's like us. When we praise Hashem, it's not for him, it's for us.
We get nurtured.
Ki Kaddish, Kaddish, Vav. It's Kaddish, Vav. I'm sure Chav, Mevachin, Inami, I'm sure it's a Kesef. Why they das? Oh, you should make a Mevachin, it's a Kesef. Okay, yes, we okay. In the next paragraph, the Rebbe is going to be saying that the Yidden accomplished this. The Malachim can't say Kaddish until the Yidden down here says Kaddish, say Kaddish, because they give the ability to the Malachim to be able to bring down that level of that. What?
The way you start to say Kaddish, Kaddish, Kaddish in the first minion.
Not at your minion. Here, take it before I say something on the tape I don't want to say.
Avram Yeshikaya, thank you for being with us.